You're now tuned in to The Investor Show, where we teach simple wealth creation for the common investors with investment advisor, award-winning author, international speaker, and founder of Royal Financial Investment Group, Prince Dykes.
Whereas we all know that President Trump has imposed more tariffs leading to a trade war, trade, whatever people want to call it these days. And we also know, I'm a little bit late on this, but it's late better than never. But we're going to talk about what that means for the U.S. Companies. What does tariffs do? What does tariffs mean? We're going to be talking about trade wars and ways you can invest and ways that it can put some places in trouble. Now, the first thing is, what is a tariff? A tariff we spoke about earlier in other episodes, but a tariff is when you're trying to give domestic companies, that means companies that are here in the United States, a competitive advantage. As we all know, the leading producer in the world is China. China makes everything. China, everything that we buy, made in China. This shirt I probably got on is made in China. My wedding ring probably was made in China. China makes everything. Why does China make everything? Why do we buy so much stuff from China? We buy so much stuff from China because they can make the stuff for the cheapest. They can rip off and copy anything and make it for the cheapest price. So, and the reason why they can make it for the cheapest price is that, you know, they work 12-hour days and, you know, the living standard is not really that high there and all of the good stuff like that. As you know, Americans, we are up in, we're bougie. We need health insurance, life insurance. We only want to work 40 hours a week. And in that 40 hours, we want our lunch, we want breaks, we want all of the good stuff, and we want to be well paid. So that pushes the price of goods and services up. So now when we look at China, we have been in a trade deficit for, I don't even know how long, probably my whole lifetime. But we've been in a trade deficit forever, right? And a deficit is when you are spending more than you make, right? You're putting out more than you're bringing in. Now, Prince, how does that make sense? How much are we doing right now with China? We are in 2017, we was in a $375 billion trade deficit, meaning that we exported. Stuff we sold to China was $130 billion, but the stuff that we brought from China was $506 billion. So we imported $506 billion. We put out $130 billion. That's what we leave a trade deficit with China. So when President Trump comes out and says, hey, I'm going to put a tariff, meaning that he's going to put a tax on stuff that comes to the United States. For prime example, let's take this cup, right? The Investor Show cup. My favorite cup, for example. Let's say this is made in China. This is made in China for $5, right? But let's say if a company here in America, I'm trying to find another cup, but I don't have one. Let's say if a company here in America, they make the same cup, but they make it for $10, right? So obviously, when I go online, I'm going to buy the one from China because it's half the price. So Trump comes in and says, hey, okay, China, if you want to bring this cup into the United States and sell it, we're going to throw a tax on you. We're going to throw a 30% tax. So now when you're faced with a tariff, when a company has to pay more stuff, they have two options. Either they could absorb that price, you know, and still sell it for $5, or they're going to do what they usually do, which means is pass on the price to the consumer, meaning they're going to jack their $5 cup now is $12. So now that their cup is $12 and the United States cup is $10, it gives them a competitive advantage for people to go and buy from America. When people buy from America, that means that we have jobs, more people here, all of the good stuff like that. But when you do something like that, China says, oh, okay, you want to place a tariff on our steel? Guess what? We're not going to buy any soybeans from you. That's what starts the terminology of trade war, because now they're not buying any soybeans. That hurts U.S. companies. U.S. companies that were selling soybeans to the United States or, that was selling soybeans to the United States are not buying them anymore. That hurts U.S. companies. U.S. companies, when they're not, China's not buying from them, that means they may have to lay some people off. People may not have jobs, and it trickles down. When those people don't have jobs, people can't pay their rent, or they may not buy that house they were expecting. The real estate agent is not selling as many houses. Since the real estate agent can't sell a house, he doesn't go buy the new car that he was expecting. Trickle down, right? You guys kind of catch that. So now the thing about it is when you're in these trade tariffs and trade wars going back and forth, The United States holds the cards. Why the United States holds the card? Because we buy the most. We're buying $375 billion, right? Who's going to get hurt the most in the trade war? Who's probably going to give in first? The person's probably going to give in first, I'm guessing, is China. I'm not a genius. I'm not an economical economist, anything like that. But it's using certain things, like for prime, just break it down to our simple thing. It's the two people, right? Let's say if you come to my house and you buy $375 worth of stuff every day, right? Then I go to your house and I buy $130 worth of stuff a day. If we get into a disagreement and start buying from each other, who's going to get hurt the most? You're going to lose. I'm going to lose $375 a day. That hurts me. You're going to lose $130. So I'm going to be the one that's going to be, I'm going to be hurt the most because I'm not getting that $375 a day anymore. I'm going to want to come to the table and try to work something out. All right. So that's the simple thing. That's why I say the United States hold all the cards because we're the big consumers. We don't really make anything anymore. We buy everything. And by us buying everything, it's going to give us the cards when it comes down to a trade war. Now, what are the side effects? We're going to talk about the side effects. The side effects are like last year, we brought in $775 billion of computers and accessories, $70 billion, followed by cell phones. Now, Apple, what does Apple do? What do they buy most of the material from that makes up their cell phone? They buy majority of the material from who? Good old China. Look at my iPhone. This case, the screen, all the, even though it's Apple, the case, the screen, the everything else probably came from China. If Trump places a tariff on things that's coming in from China, that could affect a company like Apple, right? The number three thing, shoes and apparel. $54 billion what we brought in 2017 in shoes and apparel. What do you think Nike get all their shoes made from? What do you think Nike get all their apparel probably made from? China, right? By them doing that in China, why do we have so many companies buying their stuff in China? Because they can't keep up with Chinese prices. For prime example, this hat. You know, I got so much random stuff laying around. Take this hat. I'm a U.S. company. I make this hat. This hat may cost, I may have to sell it for $60 to make a profit, right? But the a Chinese company may be selling the same hat that I'm selling for, I said $50, right? I'm selling for $50. They may be selling it for $30. So how can I compete with them? The only way I can compete with them is to lower my price. It's either I lower my price to match China or beat China, or I go out of business. So what do most companies do? They outsource. They get China to make the products so they can make them for cheaper so they can keep up with Chinese prices. So when someone is doing something like that, it hurts us, but you know, people, regular everyday people who need a job or work jobs and stuff like that, when we don't have a job because they're outsourced. Nobody likes outsourcing. So, but those are the things to think about. Now, let's get down to the nitty and gritty. What companies are going to be hurt? What companies are going to, you know, as an investor, that's all we're worried about. Because as a consumer, prices may rise. If he puts a tariff on things that come into the United States, that means Nike is paying more for his shoes or his rubber or whatever they're buying. Apple, companies like that, they're paying more. So guess what? They're going to pass those prices to the consumers. So that $800 iPhone may have to go to $1,000 or $1,200. Whatever the case may be, because they're going to pass the taxes of those tariffs on to the customers. So that's one downside. That's one side effect. Companies that's going to be affected, like Apple. We know Apple is heavy into China with buying things. Another thing is Nike. Nike, you know, a lot of their things is made, and the list just goes on. Now, companies that can profit, companies that I kind of like, or companies that I don't feel will be hit too much by the tariffs, are companies like the one I'm using right now. YouTube, which is owned by who? Google, right? Google, I think, owns like 40% of digital advertising right now. Facebook owns another 20%. How will they really be affected with the tariffs? I mean, granted, I'm pretty sure they're probably buying servers and technology from China. You know, they're a global company. So, but I don't think for their everyday business that they will probably be that affected by it. So companies that I do like a Google, I do like a Facebook, companies of that nature. Companies that I'm kind of wary of are companies that are like Apple and Nike. So what are some companies that you can invest in? And not invest in, but companies that you need to look for are companies that are domestic within the United States. They are domestic within the United States, and they are American-made, they're American-sold. Those are the companies. That's the whole reason why Trump is doing these tariffs, is to give United States companies a competitive advantage against China. So those are things I want you guys to think about. That's my comments on the latest tariffs with Trump leading to this trade war. But one of the things that China does hold, they're the one that purchased most of our treasury debt. They own majority of our debt. If they don't buy our debt, then our interest rates can roll up. And if our interest rates roll up, then, you know, that makes money tight. When money's tight, that means companies can't borrow money as easy. When companies can't borrow money as easy, that means they start to lay off people. When people get laid off, they stop buying stuff. And when they stop buying stuff, that, you know, that hurts another company. And, you know, it could lead to a recession. So we've been 10 years in this bull market. Well, about 9 years, you know, since our last 10 years since 2008. But, yeah, you know, we've been in a bull market for a while. But I hope that helped you guys out for the people that can catch this live. One second. If you guys got any questions, I don't think anybody is in the chat room at the time. One second. But those are the things I want people to think about. One second. You know, those are the things I want everybody to think about as they are. And when as you come in, hit the like button. You know, definitely hit the like button and give it a thumbs up. I'm sharing this out to my other pages right now, my Facebook pages. If you're not following me on Facebook, definitely check me out on Facebook. Check out the Investor Show on Facebook. Check us out on Instagram. So those are the ways that the tariffs can make sense. Those are what tariffs are. And when, you know, right now we're in a pissing war, but I'm like, hey, how can you compete with somebody that is bringing, you know, they're bringing you more money than you're bringing them? So I think that, you know, America will be victorious. It has a very competitive advantage. That's why Trump keeps going back and forth with this. It seems like he has a very, the administration is like they're very pro-American built companies that are going to bring jobs here in America, put Americans to work, because he did that with the steel company. And you see how that messed with the steel stocks, how the steel stocks went up. So if you're looking to invest, I'm looking at American-based companies. One company I think of is General Mills, you know, or maybe like a company like a Ford. Those are the companies he's looking forward to right now. Those seem like that's the whole purpose of these tariffs, companies that are here doing things. So, yeah. But, yeah, thank you guys for tuning in. I hope the people – I just shared it out. I don't want to share it out and get out of here that soon, but I may have to. Let me share it one more time. Because I want people to, you know, talk to you guys as much as live as I can. And, you know, I don't have the phone line open. I didn't set up my phone line. But if you want to, I think you can comment, right? I think my chat room is open. My chat room is open, correct? So, but yeah, that's what I want you guys to look at and think about. Those are the companies. Those are what Trump's. Every week we hear something about the tariffs. But guess what? The stock market has still been roaring over time. You know, since that had been announced, you know, we're looking at all new highs. S&P 500 today is up. Dow Jones, you know, all of our major indexes are up. So it's a good time right now for investors. You know, even though we know that we're weary, everybody's wondering when the next, you know, the market's very overpriced and stuff like that. But, hey, roll with the punches. If you can't beat them, join them, right? If you can't beat the S&P 500, join them. And I wanted to, you know, thank everybody out there. If you like what we're doing here, go out and check out one of the books, one of my books here, on my children's financial literacy series, Wesley Learns, available everywhere. Do that. Support the channel. Support me. And thank you guys for all the support you give me over the years. I hope this was valuable. Hope you learned something from it. But until the next video, podcast, cartoon, or whatever else you see me do crazy around the globe, peace, be safe. I'm out, and thank you.
You're now tuned in to The Investor Show, where we teach simple wealth creation for the common investors with investment advisor, award-winning author, international speaker, and founder of Royal Financial Investment Group, Prince Dykes.